Japan has commemorated the 72nd anniversary of its surrender in World War II and a memorial service honoring the war dead. About 6,700 people attended the ceremony to pay their respects, 5,200 of which are relatives of those who died in battle. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe spoke against the devastation of war and how Japan would work toward world peace as a firm policy while facing history with humility. Japanese Emperor Akihito expressed deep remorse and his sincere hope that the ravages of war will never be repeated. Roughly 3.1 million Japanese died during the biggest war the world has ever seen, which was brought to an end after Japan surrendered in 1945.
Although it's been more than seven decades since Japan laid down its weapons, bringing an end to World War II, memories and feelings are still fresh for a nation looking to move beyond its past.
Attendees at the ceremony had mixed feelings. Many are unhappy that the United States has shown little remorse for the indiscriminate bombings and use of nuclear weapons, which led to the death of a large number of civilians in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. However, many highlight the need to forgive and move on.
I think that fighting is not good, because the world needs to be at peace. So if those wars disappear, I think it would be a good thing.
Japan pursues peace. I think our country will never attack or fight again, but I do not know what other countries will do.
The U.S. has one of the largest nuclear stockpiles and remains the only country to have used them in warfare. And although Japan's war may be long over, many fear that the military threats by U.S. President Donald Trump against North Korea and Venezuela will introduce the horrors of nuclear war to a new generation. Albert Siegel, Press TV, Tokyo.